This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
Hey, we got some breaking news on the Penn State coaching front. We know someone who's not going to be coach.
Me? Well, that's two then. Who?
Matt Rhule has signed an extension with Nebraska. According to sources, I'm looking at Sports Illustrated. The third-year head coach at Nebraska has decided to stay at Nebraska amidst speculation that he'd go to his alma mater, Penn State. So he's out of the running. He was one of those who was good friends with Pat Kraft,
the
athletic director.
I could totally, in my situation, see myself being Pat Kraft going, look, I think we make this connection. It's going to be good for you, buddy.
Look, timing didn't work out so well for him either, in the sense that as soon as Franklin was fired, the first weekend of games after, where a lot of people were talking about maybe Matt Rhule, and Nebraska lost really badly in that game. And people were like, wah, wah, wah. Well, again, it's just a one-time thing. But he is back. He signed a multi-year extension with Nebraska, and that keeps the third-year head coach of the Cornhuskers in Lincoln beyond 2030.
You had said this right away, and I think it's worth pointing out, and it's giving me a little golf clap, because you're like, this is going to benefit so many coaches, because they're going to be like, hey, I might have some interest, and they go, we'll sign you to a new deal.
So I said this is going to be very, very lucrative for other coaches.
So we heard yesterday, we're talking about Brian Hartline from Ohio State, their offensive coordinator. If I were him, I'd be like, I don't know if you've heard the rumors, but my paycheck looks small today. Mm-hmm. I would go in there right away, unless he wants to be a coach.
Right. Now, there are a few people who I'm looking on X who are posting, like, I've heard he hasn't signed yet. It's not official until Thursday. Like, they're doing an announcement today. So I went to look, and it is on Sports Illustrated. It looks like the announcement comes today. It looks like he is extending, but we wait to see if that's a change. But I do think that choosing him would have been controversial, because there are a lot of people who thought he would be Franklin 2.0, a guy who could have some wins but not win the big games. And a lot of people are thinking, we need a big name. There's all these rumors. People are like, Urban Meyer was in. Right? I've heard that one, too. We've also heard that the offensive coordinator that Brian Hartline for Ohio State perhaps met last weekend, which would have been really weird because they have a game against Penn State coming up this weekend. But, you know, trying to, you know, fact from fiction in this whole thing, there are some reports that they want to announce who is the head coach for Penn State by Thanksgiving. And that would be weird if it's anybody who's still in playoff contention, because
very weird.
That would be very strange. So, again, it all depends. Could it be someone on the outside, like an Urban Meyer, who can announce at any time? And that would be
right.
For now, whether you like him or not, or think, you know, because of his personal issues in the past, it definitely would be a big name and be helpful to recruiting. I believe it would be. People would think that's a big enough name to make a splash. The downside is, how long would he stay? Because he's not someone who stays places for a very long time.
Big names are really exciting. As much as I don't think Urban Meyer is going to get that job, if he got it, that would be exciting. Like, wow, I can't believe Urban Meyer is going to coach Penn State. That would be a big deal. But at the same time, like, I've seen this enough where you know, I think it's almost more satisfying as a fan to bring in somebody who you see potential in and watch them turn into the greatest coach ever. Don't know if you know this. Who's the greatest pro football coach of all time? Probably.
I have no clue.
Bill Belichick is one people say a lot.
Really? Because he's such a clunker now. Yeah.
They say that a lot, though, with everything
he's
done. I
think Tom Brady did that for him.
Probably. But regardless, that name came up. He became an iconic coach. Started out, I don't know if you know who he started coaching for. Cleveland Browns.
Oh, there you go.
And he sucked. So I think you want to find that diamond in the rough, and that's let these coaches do their job.
Yeah.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.